Lifestyle matters. It's more than money. I'm Faisal Karmali. My co-host here, Leanna Wachnik. Leanna, welcome.
How are you, Faisal?
I'm good. It's getting colder. Mm-hmm. I want to get out of here.
It's winter.
I want to get out of here. You know what else people are saying about getting out of here? Mm-hmm. What the heck? Trump is coming in next week. Definitely. Maybe we should get out of here.
Definitely mixed feelings about that.
A little bit of selling happening in the markets a little earlier this last week. And then the bond market also sold off in the U.S. And we hit the 4.8% U.S. 10-year treasury rate. And that caused a bit of a stir in the stock market. Ooh-wee.
Oh, yeah. It's been it's been an interesting week. That's for sure.
And so let's kind of get into the meat of it. And one thing that, you know, you and I have been saying for a long time is that the bond market is a bit more sophisticated in their thought process than the stock market. Mm-hmm. And everybody focuses on the stock market as a barometer or a gauge on what's going to happen in the future. We look at the bond market as a way of it. So let's talk about bonds so we can understand stocks, so we can understand how to make some money mm-hmm. in all of this. We have Raj Tandon, founding partner of Algonquin Capital. Welcome back to the show, Raj.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Okay. In a nutshell, give us what happened this past week when we saw in the U.S. the interest rates on the 10-year treasury and so forth just go up to that 4.8 level that I was talking about earlier. What happened and what are you making sense of it, if there is any sense to be made?
I'll be very honest, making sense of the U.S. interest rate market right now is very difficult. And forecasting where it's going to go is completely another proposition. But what we've been kind of seeing, and it's kind of counterintuitive, is since the Fed started cutting rates with a jumbo 50 cut in September, we've seen a pretty sharp sell-off in 10-year yields. And like as you point, we touched 4.8 and, you know, started to flirt with the idea of getting to 5%. And really, it's kind of being driven by two things. Starting with kind of stable growth in the U.S. And on top of that, now the potential for Trump 2.0 and the Republicans to be priming that economic pump. And on the surface, although there's still a lot of uncertainty as to what happens, it's inflationary. That the policies that they're proposing are inflationary at a time when the U.S. inflation is still running hot and above target. So that's the first kind of factor that's kind of going into the bond markets is inflation still not come down to where the central bank needs it. And Trump and the Republicans are proposing policies that will push inflation higher. So that takes the Fed potentially out of the cutting cycle. And there's even chatter about them having to hike. So that's the first kind of factor that's kind of been pushing yields up. And the second is really the other thing the Republicans seem to be putting on the table is a larger deficit. So there's estimates out there of the deficit growing anywhere from 2 to 15 trillion over the next decade. So that means more bonds have to be issued by the government to fund that. So it's one of those demand supplies where the more they're going to supply, the market is demanding a higher premium for those bonds. So we're seeing that kind of steepening, as we call it, of the curve where 10-year yields are selling off.
On this side of the 49th parallel, when you mention Trump and then you add on all the political stuff that's happening in Canada, we saw the Canadian dollar fall. What happened in the Canadian bond market with Trudeau, Trump, the parliament being on a pause until March? And then a potential earlier election than October.
Surprisingly, let's say on the Canadian political side, the resignation, the potential election, the bond market in Canada didn't really react much. If anything, what we're seeing in Canada is a bit of sympathy movements with the States. And again, to your point, when that US 10-year goes up to 4.8, it's dragging Canada along for the ride because we're in a marketplace where if you can get 4.8% by buying a US 10-year, the Canadian 10-year has to be competitive. And the differential right now between US and Canadian rates is the biggest it's been. So we're having that effect. But on the other side, the kind of shorter end, let's say the where the Bank of Canada is going to be doing, there's still an expectation that the Bank of Canada will continue cutting this year. Right now, the market's probably got it around one or two more in the tank. But as we all know, the big wild card is what Trump does.
So as this is a conversation we have with a lot of Canadian investors these days who are looking at the political situation both in this country and south of the border. And the question that everybody is asking is, where do I hide? If they have concerns about what's coming and the policies that are coming, what do we do with our money? Where can we hide from some of that volatility or maybe from some of the potential downside risks that exist in the market right now?
Well, I think you make a really good point is that I think what investors should be braced for is volatility. Hopefully, it's going to be short-term volatility. Surprisingly, most of the forecasts, and I will caveat with, I'm not a big fan of forecasts because as we all know, the future is very unpredictable. But most of the forecasts for the year are still quite optimistic with positive returns in both equities and fixed income. But a lot of that optimism is based on the fact that a lot of what Trump is saying today is just rhetoric, is negotiation tactics. He's actually not going to follow through. We believe the downside risk is he does follow through with some of the, let's say, potentially damaging policies such as tariffs or mass deportations. And that is to us the downside risk. So right now, we feel one of the places, to your point, Leanne, is to hide would be in the bond markets, in the shorter dated bond markets. I'll be very specific there because, as we mentioned, that longer term rates could continue to go up if the market's worried that Trump's policies are inflationary and increasing the deficit significantly. But the safest place we feel right now is in the Canadian bond market. And kind of under 5 years, because we do feel the probability that the Bank of Canada starts hiking rates is very low. They're either going to be patient and hold on or cut. And as we know, if Trump follows through with tariffs against Canada, that's not good news for the Canadian economy. And that would push the central bank, the Bank of Canada, to cut faster and more aggressively, which could be very positive for bonds under 5 years.
Well, there you have it. Potentially more rate cuts in Canada, increase in return for bond holders. You're giving a lot of our investors a nice little smile on their face that they can hide. Mm-hmm. They can make good returns and they can not have to deal with all the political stuff that's going on by just being there. Raj, I want to thank you for joining us today.
No, thank you for having me.
We've been joined by Raj Tandon, founding partner of Algonquin Capital. Leanne, when you look at what Algonquin does in the fixed income world, it's not just plain vanilla, buy a bond, hold it to maturity, cross your fingers, nothing goes haywire between now and it matures. They're very active, had a fantastic 2024. We've been partnered with them for a long time now. We love their work. And I think this gives us more insight of what's coming down for 2025 and places to hide, places to profit, and places to make sure that you can have that cash flow and growth through your retirement. And we're going to have a seminar upcoming up talking about the best way to allocate your money so you can go through your entire 30 years of retirement. When's that next seminar?
Mm-hmm. Our next seminar is coming up in February. It's the 25th at 7 p.m. We're live in person at the Carriage House Hotel. And you do need to register for this to save your seat. So please go to morethanmoneyradio.com or connect with us on Facebook to register for that.
Okay. The capital gains tax issue that's come in. Not only has there been a bigger issue because we're on pause with the political side, but there is a bigger impact with capital gains tax increases. Many people just think that it impacts the rich. Well, we're going to tell you how it impacts everybody. Join us after the break. You're on More Than Money and QR Calgary.